At its greatest, Arnor included all Eriador, except the regions beyond the Loon, and the lands east of Greyflood and Loudwater, in which lay Rivendell and Hollin. Beyond the Loon was elvish country, green and quiet, where no men dwelt. But dwarves dwelt, and still dwelt, in the east side of the Blue Mountains, especially in those parts south of the Gulf of Loon, where they have mines that are still in use. For this reason they were accustomed to pass east along the Great Road, as they had done for long years before we came to the Shire. At the Grey Havens dwelt Círdan the shipwright, and some say he dwells there still, until the last ship set sail into the west. In the days of the kings, most of the High Elves that still lingered in Middle-earth dwelt with Círdan, or in the seaward lands of Lindon. If any now remain, they are few. The North Kingdom and the Dúnedain. After Elendil and Isildur, there were 8 High Kings of Arnor. After Iarendur, owing to dissensions among his sons, their realm was divided into 3. Arthedain, Rudar, and Cardolan. Arthedain was in the northwest, and included the land between Brandywine and Loon, and also the land north of the Great Road, as far as the Weather Hills. Rudar was in the northeast, and lay between the Etten Moors, the Weather Hills, and the Misty Mountains, but included also the angle between the Hoar Well and the Loudwater. Cardolan was in the south, its bounds being the Brandywine, the Grey Flood, and the Great Road. In Arthedain, the line of Isildur was maintained and endured, but the line soon perished in Cardolan and Rudar. There was often strife between the kingdoms, which hastened the waning of the Dúnedain. The chief matter of debate was the possession of the Weather Hills and the land westward towards Bree. Both Rudar and Cardolan desired to possess Armansúl, Weathertop, which stood on the borders of their realms. For the Tower of Armansúl held the chief Palantir of the north, and the other two were both in the keeping of Arthedain. It was in the beginning of the reign of Malvegil of Arthedain that evil came to Arnor. For at that time the realm of Angmar rose in the north beyond the Etten Moors. Its lands lay on both sides of the mountains, and there were gathered many evil men, and orcs, and other fell creatures. The lord of that land was known as the Witch King, but it was not known until later that he was indeed the chief of the Ringwraiths, who came north with the purpose of destroying the Dúnedain in Arnor, seeing hope in their disunion, while Gondor was strong. In the days of Argileb, son of Malvegil, since no descendants of Isildur remained in the other kingdoms, the kings of Arthedain again claimed the lordship of all Arnor. The claim was resisted by Rudar. There the Dúnedain were few, and power had been seized by an evil lord of the hillmen, who was in secret league with Angmar. Argileb therefore fortified the Weather Hills, but he was slain in battle with Rudar and Angmar.